performance, UFA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're back from over there. Yes, it's another Command Performance on the way. A star-studded package filled with the music and entertainers you've asked for in your letters. And now, in answer to hundreds of requests, we have with us one of the brightest young stars of Hollywood, little Miss Marker herself, Shirley Temple.
Hi, gang, and thank you, Ken Niles.
Shirley Temple. My goodness, little Shirley Temple. You're a big girl now.
Thanks.
Gosh, you're wholesome looking. There's a healthy glow in your eye, too.
Yeah, and there's a gleam in yours, too.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go out with me? I'll show you how they shine in the dark.
Ken.
Gosh, you know, I've waited 12 years for you to grow up, Shirley.
Is that so? Well, how long will I have to wait for you to grow up?
I'll work up an estimate while you sing the opening number.
Oh, I'm not singing tonight. But here's a gal who's served you men ever since Armed Forces Radio began. The singing star of countless command performances, personal albums, mail calls, and showtimes. Anita Ellis.
Thank you, Shirley, and hi, fellas. Shirley, I have here a tune from the picture Gilda. It's called Amato Mio.
Amado mio, love me forever, and let forever begin tonight. Amado mio, when we're together, I don't care whether it's wrong or right. Many times I've whispered, Amado mio. It was just a phrase that I'd heard in plays. I was acting a part. But now when I whisper, Amado mio, can't you tell I care by the feeling there, for it comes from my heart. Who knows or never, my love, my darling, my arms must hold you and hold you tight. Amado mio, love me forever, and let forever begin.
And now, men, Command Performance's Inside Dope Department has a letter asking, is a true friendship really possible among the highly competitive people of Hollywood? The answer is, yes, friends, it is.
And one trio in particular, the three inseparables, has brought joy to the hearts of those who believe in brotherly love. We mean, of course, Peter Lawford, Hume Cronin, and Keenan Wynn.
Right, Lawford, Cronin, Wynn. Not to mention Cronin, Wynn, and Lawford. Or Wynn, Lawford, and Cronin.
Hey, oh, wait a minute, eh? What's this merry-go-round you're on, huh?
Ken, I've got to name them that way. If one got top billing, they'd kill each other.
I see. But surely, is that really true?
No, I was just fooling. Those boys love each other madly. You should see them together. Sharing their sorrows, joys, and cares. I know what, Ken. Let's drop in on Wynn, Lawford, and Cronin right now. as they're having dinner at the Pomona Cabana. Three wonderful guys.
We're three caballeros, three gay caballeros. At lovemaking, we are so able.
We're trusting amigos.
No macho amigos.
One, two, and three
goes
beneath the same
table. And the orchestra's off key.
You boon companions seem very happy this evening. Which one of you is host tonight?
Well, I'm Keenan.
I'm Peter.
I'm broke.
You gentlemen ordered the $50 dinners. You find everything to your taste?
Oh, sure. If we can find it, we can taste it.
One of you guys is pretty fast with his hands. I just put ketchup on my steak. Steak is gone, but the ketchup is still settling.
Yeah, well, look, bud, you don't...
Hey, which one of you monkeys stole my lamb chop?
Don't be silly, Peter. Nobody ever steals a lamb chop.
Yeah? Just because it was wearing panties doesn't mean it can walk away.
Peter. This morning, you stole my breakfast cereal.
Stole your breakfast cereal? What made you think so?
Well, all morning, Peter, you crackled, snapped, and popped.
You're through, are you, gentlemen? Yes. Gentlemen, I'll leave the check. Oh, no, Peter, I'll pay it.
Oh, Keenan, let me pay it.
No, Peter, I insist.
Well, Keenan, if you insist.
Okay, Hume, you win.
I've paid all our checks for the last 3 years.
Disgusting, isn't he, Keenan?
Shocking, Peter. Here, I'll pay.
Then I'll still be paying for it.
How come?
Well, I left my money in the other suit. And that's it. The code, anyway.
I know. Let's divvy up the check.
Hey, that's a deal. We'll split it. Ah. What does your part of the check say?
Come again. What does your piece say?
Pay the waiter. What does your part say?
$150.
Oh, no! Now, don't make a fuss. Hand the thing over. We'll sign it.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. You're signing my name.
Hume boy, you don't realize that Keenan and I are celebrities.
Why? I mean, so what?
We're eating under an assumed name.
Look, you guys are always after my money.
No. Remember that money of yours is the root of all evil.
We don't mind getting demoralized.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. See here, this isn't, you know...
Cigarette?
Oh, boy. Hot diggity. 23 skidoo.
Benson. Cigar.
Hey, get a load of those legs.
Mm-hmm. What a figure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What cigarette?
What a girl.
Gee, Keenan, look at Peter.
What's the matter?
Yeah, no cigar and he's smoking.
Gee, that cigarette girl. What a build on her.
Yeah. Never saw such a build, hey.
Let's tell her we're building inspectors.
Hey, fellas, when she went by, she dropped a handkerchief.
Well, you know what to do about that, don't you?
Sure. Tomorrow, I'll return it. Neatly washed and ironed.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute.
Fellas, I got a wonderful idea. Why don't I go up to that young lady and just ask her for a date?
You huh? Go out with her?
Boy, you can't even conga.
Conga? What's that?
That's where the top half makes like a staff car and the bottom makes like a Jeep.
You know what? Maybe I'll go and talk to that girl myself.
Look, sit right down, sit down. I'm the logical man to pave the way for you after all my picture experience.
But in pictures, you never get the girl.
Yeah, that's right, Junior. But before the girl marries the hero, I'm the guy she has fun with.
You're convinced of that.
Mm-hmm. Fellas, you know, maybe this cigarette girl is impressed with my comedy ability. You know, crackle, snap, pop. I'm sort of sensational at that, you know.
Did you tell jokes in breakfast in Hollywood?
Hmm? No, why? I wasn't on the picture.
Well, it would have made such an unusual breakfast.
How's that?
Well, the ham laying the eggs.
Explain that. You know, even so, I think I'll go and ask that girl for a date right now.
Oh, no, wait. No, wait.
You spoiled your chances. Why, you can't even conquer.
Look, I tell you what. I'll go over and plant you solid with her. Do a little spade work.
And after his spade work, if you still get a date with her...
Yeah?
can hit you over the head with a shovel.
I'll talk to her for you. I'll talk you up big.
Cigars? Cigarettes? Cigars? Cigarettes?
Hello, sister, doll, babe, honey child.
Yes, sir?
Boy, I had a heck of a time breaking away from those two monkeys, but here I am.
What do you plan to do? Swing by your tail?
Hey, look, kid, I thought that you and I might go out and cut a little rug.
I never trip the light. Fantastic. Who are those two boys with you?
Oh, they're woman haters, bumpkins. Why, I'm a man of the world. Don't you like my type?
Sorry, bub. I like a real man of the world, not a guy with a head like a globe. On your way.
Well, Peter, well, Peter.
Hume. Didn't get a date. No soap.
No soap? No soap? Gee, fellas, I'm 99% pure.
Hume, I did my best for you, but you're just not her type.
Maybe if I go and talk to her...
No, not a chance. You can't even conquer. I tell you what, I'll take up the cudgel in your behalf.
There's a nice
cigars,
fella, you know.
Cigarettes? Cigars?
Hiya, honey. What would you say if I told you that I got free of those monkeys?
Go climb a tree.
But they're so uncouth, and I'm so lovable.
I'm sorry, I like a man of the world.
But, darling, I am a man of the world.
Yes, but you're so lumpy around Australia.
I go.
Oh, Kanan.
Yeah, Peter. Hey, where's Hume?
I don't know. Listen, how'd you make out?
Oh, no soap. I guess I've lost my knack for getting a neck.
Same here. Same here, and I can't understand it. I did all right last night.
You did?
Yeah, I took Sadie Flugel to the movies. Ooh. We sat in the balcony.
Oh, what'd you do, make passes?
No, last night we bought tickets.
Well, Peter, we'll just have to tell Hume that we can't get him a date.
One side, stranger. One side, please. Let us through.
That's telling him, honey lamb, honey chow, honey bunch, darling.
Me? Come, sugar pie.
Oh, no.
Hume, you got a date with her after we couldn't. We expert.
Well, you can't even conga.
Hey, how'd you do it?
Well, I just walked over and said, you know, I can't conga. Take me home to teach me.
Oh.
Miss, you said you'd like the man of the world.
Yeah, this guy is definitely not a man of the world.
I know. He's simply out of this world. Mm-hmm. Come along, ducky.
Peter.
Yes, Kanan.
Shall we dance?
I didn't bring my rosin.
Uh-huh.
We're in stormy weather. We stand close together like books on a shelf.
Good pals, though we may be.
With some pretty baby.
Yes, no one.
Maybe.
Uh-oh, so long, Kanan.
Each man is for himself.
Thank you, Kenan Wynn, Hume Cronin, Peter Lawford, and vice versa. And now, gang, we've got another real treat lined up. Our next guest should be pretty familiar to all of you because during the war, he really got around. He's still covering a lot of territory, giving concerts, visiting hospitals, and entertaining servicemen all over the world. Well, we caught him on the run and pinned him down to one evening here at command. And here he is, Larry Adler.
Hi, fellas. Thanks, Shirley. Say, you've blossomed out into a very pretty girl.
Thanks, Larry. You're a very, very good-looking man.
She has to say that, it's you. Gee, you're pretty forward.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. You're pretty backward, too. I'd like to play for you now the St. Louis Blues. Haven't played it yet.
you, Larry Adler. There's always a welcome mat out for you on any command performance. And now, in answer to your many requests, we've got one of America's favorite comedians on tap for you. It's none other than the village storekeeper himself, Jack Haley.
Shirley, how are you? Thank you very much, Shirley. And hello, fellas.
Good evening, everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Jack Haley, what is this? What got on this singing?
I'm sorry, Shirley. I've been taking the better music up. And last night, I went to the opera to learn a few things.
Really? Well, what did you learn?
You need tickets to get in.
What was the name of the opera, Jack?
Pardon me?
What was the name of the opera?
Well, let's see. It was that thing about the vagabond lover in the Illinois State Penitentiary.
There's no opera like that.
Oh, yes, Shirley. Oh, yes. Romeo and Joliet. Good night.
You mean Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, he got out. I see what you mean. You know, one thing, I think it was a mistake selling tickets to the servicemen.
Why?
Well, in the second act, when Romeo started climbing up to Juliet's balcony, two sailors beat him to it.
Two sailors? You mean two sailors actually did that?
Yeah, they bought tickets for the balcony, and that's what they wanted. Where am I? Of course, I see it. Of course, I lean toward French opera.
Oh, I do, too. There's nothing better than Mignon. Well done.
What'd you say? I want to get Eve with her. I worked two pictures with her, and she made me repeat all the time. I'm going to make her repeat. What did you say, Shirley?
There is nothing better than Mignon.
Oh,
well
personally,
done.
I prefer top sirloin with plenty of onion. I really have a great voice. I'll never forget when I sang the opera, Aida.
Aida? I bet you don't even know how it goes.
Oh, no? Aida, sweet as apple cider. Oh, yes, and I'll never forget that big scene at eventide when I slipped into my wife's tent. There she was sleeping peacefully. I whispered softly into her ear, Senorita. Senorita, my beautiful senorita.
Si, senora.
What?
Si, senora.
Who cares how she sleeps?
Before I get off.
Oh, you're getting off, eh?
Getting off.
Well, there was one. Don't you want to hear my opera? I'm going to sing an opera. Don't go away. I have my own opera that I wrote. The story opens up in the Union Station in Chicago. Is there someone here from Chicago? There's a bus leaving in 20 minutes. There are a lot of fellows hanging around the station with their old bags. Our hero in the song walks up to the porter and he says,
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Couldn't get a reservation, I had no pull. When I got on, I found the train was full. So I slipped the porter a fin. He gave me a room so small, imagine my chagrin. When at every station the conductor locked me in. On the Atchison, Topeka, Santa Fe. Then I saw a printed message on a sign. Just above the seat that I had bought was mine. Passengers will please refrain from using this room while the train is in the station. Of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Sit down, Shirley. Sit down. Sit down. I got a lot more yet. Now in the next scene, our hero. Let's see what our hero does. In act two, the guy rushes to his girl's house to see the slender young thing he left behind.
He is amazed at the weight she's put on. He left a pin-up girl. He comes back to a nail-up girl. June is her name. She is so fat that she can sit all night and lose at a poker game and get up from the table with a pot. That's She's written him letters about how she never went outside of the house while he was away. Now he finds out why. She couldn't get through the door. That's the cue for the heartbreaking aria, second stanza. Oh, June was busting out all over through her sloppy, floppy doors. She looked
so dummy that way.
I couldn't believe my peepers. She was busting the bejeepers out of all her clothes. She looked so chubby
that way.
I'd been away for years. I said, let's pet, but she just gabbed. She made me fret with her yabba-taw. I'm singing for a friend of mine. He's in the lobby. He couldn't get in tonight. You know, this thing, one has to suffer. You, not me. A lot of people don't know it. I used to be with Nelson Eddy. I used to sing. He taught me how to sing Shortening Bread. No matter how many times I sing it, it always comes out whole wheat. I cannot. This says here about the opera. Then Fatso sees her hero outside. That's the heroine, I guess, Fatso. She screams, "Darling, all those years on your Pacific island, I know what you were thinking of, dreaming of, longing for." She opens the door. He opens his arms. She throws out a can of milk. I don't read it, isn't it? I mean, the other stuff. Well, now, they must have figured that was funny. Some guy sat down and figured out. They said... They said, "Darling, all those years on your Pacific island." Now, this is a girl talking to the fella. "I know what you were thinking of, dreaming of, longing for." I gave it everything. "Longing for." She opens the door. He opens his arms. She throws out a can of milk. Maybe he builds up the joke that's following. I don't know. We'll see. Sit down, Shirley. Will you sit down? You're a big girl. If you want to go, you go ahead. Let's see. Oh, yeah. He's 3 feet away from her. But Fatso takes him in her arms, and she holds him close. He's still 3 feet away. He's a little disappointed. A guy likes a girl that's stacked, but not if she's stacked like the dishes in the kitchen sink. And I got some more opera, haven't I? Yeah. That's the last scene. Yeah. Well, so our hero says, that'll be the cue. "I want some mugging and some squeezing. I want some hugging and some teasing. I want some loving and some spooning and sweet honeymooning and stuff like that there. I've been to the Pacific shore, and since I've returned, and since I've reached this shore, how I adore your avoirdupois. You're rounder than a lollipop, and every time I kiss you, oh, how I hate to. Good, good, good. That's you. Oh, yum, yum, yum. That's you. Oh, great, great, great. That's you. And fine. That's you. Oh, leave us, flee, dear. You and me, dear. You're too heavy for my Chevy. Where's that? And to Topeka and to Santa Fe. S-A-N-T-A. Santa Fe.
Well, fellas, the curtain rolls down on another command performance, we all send our very best to each one of you. And that goes for Jack Haley, Anita Ellis, Larry Adler, Keenan Wynn, Hume Cronin, and Peter Lawford, and me. Remember, we are yours to command. So if you've got something special in mind you'd like to hear on Old CP, give us the word. Just write to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We know and appreciate the job you fellas overseas are doing for us now. We know and appreciate the job you fellas in the hospitals have done for us in the past. Good night and love from Shirley Temple.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Center.